Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Right Fit, fitness and wellness in the Chicago area suburbs, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines. We've got a great doubleheader today. Returning, my friend, Dr. Tony Liazzo. He is a longtime primary care sports medicine specialist. He's treated athletes from juniors and kids, high school, college, to Olympians in rugby and soccer. And so he's going to be returning. And then Christy Marvel, she's a former hospital physical therapist, and she's now specialized in-home concierge physical therapy treatment with her group, Body Renewal. Then the sports doctor's in. Some emails, upcoming shows. First, I want to welcome back Dr. Tony Liazzo. Hey, welcome back, Tony.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be back.
Great. Give us some background on you and your sports medicine career.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing sports medicine for about 15 to 20 years now. Started out, like pretty much most sports medicine docs, doing high school football. From there, transitioned into pretty much all the sports within the high school. From there, started doing a little bit of work with USA Soccer, USA Rugby. Started moving up into the collegiate world, and then finally some semi-pro with hockey. Now I'm out in Geneva and basically doing family practice, but with a fair amount of sports med mixed in.
You know, it's interesting, Dr. Liazzo, how important, you know, the primary care doc has always been as a great quarterback, revolving around all things, you know, on the sports doctors. You know, we talk nutrition, we talk the mental game, we talk high performance physical training, all aspects, injury prevention. And many times, the primary care doc, especially if you're working with some of the different schools, let's throw in also that you're a sports dad, then that makes a big difference in the fact that you're exposed to a lot of this stuff up front.
Oh, absolutely. You know, from being a sports dad, you know, I've had athletes I've taken care of just on the sports teams that my sons play with, just happen to be there watching the game and someone gets hurt. And, you know, it was prior to high school, so there wasn't necessarily a trainer around. So, you know, dad pops into action. And then it carries over as they move their way up the chain. And being a primary care doc as well, you know, you touched on it. We have the benefit of having the full scope. You know, orthopedic surgeons are invaluable, especially obviously when it comes to surgeries. But, you know, having that good primary care doc there that can see the full gamut of things like concussions, asthma, diabetes, everything that rolls into sports and keeping our athletes and even our weekend warriors healthy is invaluable.
You know, the 95% of sports medicine, sports injuries are not surgical. That sometimes shocks a lot of people, but the vast amount of stuff in all sorts of areas is not surgical. And not only were you a sports dad paying attention in hockey, we put your son Tony Jr., what was he, 7 or 8 years old, we put orthotics in his hockey skates?
Well, I can't even remember. It's been so long. Yeah, he was a wee little guy. He might have even been five. You know, it was really young when we got at him.
Yeah. Dr. Tony and I have paid, you know, it's between his dad, himself, and his sons, they've all been in orthotics for years. And, you know, one of Dr. Liazzo's specialties is all sorts of joint pain and all sorts of criteria. and he's been really a colleague in the area of the importance of the foot, its effect on the rest of the body, where, you know, in girls, the 50% of the orthotics I prescribe, Dr. Tony, in girls and females, are knee problems. So right. A lot of times we see, again, that primary care doctor being involved in all of these different areas. But I know a big deal with you has always been prevention, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And you know, especially with my osteopathic background, you know, we really concentrate on wellness and prevention. And as you touched on it, the foot's kind of the gateway to the athlete. You know, the body adjusts everything from the ground up. So if the foot and the ankle dynamics aren't proper, then it's going to eventually lead to knee issues, hip issues, low back issues. I mean, even had athletes that have had neck issues just because everything in the spine and the musculoskeletal system is just trying to adjust from the ground up. And if that base and that platform isn't there, at some point they're going to tip over and start having pain.
You know, in the late 70s, when I first met my mentor, the great sports therapist, Bob Guida, who would see, you know, from the Walter Paytons and the Jim McMahons and the John McEnroes, and the osteopath of the Bears, Robert, oh my gosh, how could I forget Sandler, who as an osteopath, I learned very early about the hands-on approach, which was why I always felt team doctors that were DOs had that tremendous advantage of adjustment skills and the whole exercise side skills in the world of chiropractic medicine. You know, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Hands-on.
Oh, absolutely hands-on. In osteopathic school, we start touching our patients from day one. Not even patients. I mean, you're learning on your classmates. So, you know, you get very comfortable touching the human body very, very early, and you hone those skills very, very quickly because you do it repetitively, and it's an invaluable tool. You know, you have to touch the patient to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, especially again in our culture, which it's, you know, sometimes it's a pill, an injection, or surgery. And, you know, the whole idea, and I think that primary care has been a great glue for Eastern and Western medicine, where for years on the sports doctors, you know, whether we've been talking with the world of acupuncture or the world of mindfulness or the world of needling or some of these other particular and many of the specialties are, you know, DOs, whether they're orthopedic surgeons, whether they're primary care, whether they're nutritionists, et cetera. So that's always been something, again, that I felt just added an extra plus. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years. You probably catch five or six shows with Dr. Liazzo over the past 10 years. Before that, I think we had Reels to Reels. Lots of great guests, international, national, local, in so many areas of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an array of articles on so many different topics. A lot of the new excitement with MVP Parent Magazine that I'm writing articles for, Lower Extremity Review, and we even got all the newspaper articles and topics we wrote about. We're excited, continue to be, about our 30,000-plus followers on Twitter. We publish a lot of great information besides all the radio show stuff at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Dr. Tony Liazzo, osteopathic physician, sports medicine specialist, sports dad. I know you have tremendous interest in concussions. We pay a lot of attention, you know, the great advances that have been made. What are some of the things now that you feel are so much part of the new awareness in the whole area of concussions?
Well, I think, Bob, the biggest push in awareness is when the NFL started to really pay attention. You know, you and I have been talking concussions for 10-plus years, and we were way ahead of the game, so to speak, in trying to get people aware that these are real, that they need to be treated as such. And you know, we were jumping hard on it long before some of these pro athletes had unfortunate outcomes later in their lives at the ends of their careers.
Well, the goal was to duck it. You know, the goal was to go, hey, how many fingers do I have? The goal was to send people back in the game at way, way, way out of line. And those things have changed really, really dramatically. But it's still a good, you know, when someone says, hey, how long does someone have to take off for a concussion? And the answer is, who knows? It depends right on the individual, what the situation is. But the awareness level, it seems, in high school, college, et cetera, have really increased now that the National Football League, like you said, has, you know, really started to pay big attention and understand the relationship here.
Right. Yeah, my younger son, Michael, he's playing football this year, and before they even started any sort of drills, everybody had to have their baseline concussion programming done, testing done, rather. So, you know, the schools
so you
are
have
really
something,
on top of it.
Tony, is that, you know, again, the importance of that is so that, you know, this baseline, so there's something to compare to after any kind of concussion-related incident. Am I right?
Correct, yes. And it helps guide us on our return to play. You know, in the past, we used to have these really strict guidelines that we had all these arbitrary timelines and everything for. And, you know, the most recent conferences are more don't worry about the days or the hours like you alluded to. You know, we're going more symptomatic recovery. We're going cognitive recovery. And then when we have the opportunity to test them again, we can compare back to their baseline. So now we've got even some more objective data that we can use to help build our return to play strategies and not be so rote and just,
you know,
say, okay,
interesting.
Well, you're at day three.
Proactively, the late Dave Duerson, the great Super Bowl Chicago Bears, mm-hmm. his brother picked up his cause. Of course, Dave Duerson was a suicide victim, and CTE, that whole world. His brother Michael with the organization, they have these goggles. They send them out to schools. And these goggles, students and athletes can experience what might be important signs, whether it's dizziness, whether it's loss of focus, et cetera, as one of the great tools along. I've had the group called Tracer on the show, Tony, where there's all sorts of eye-hand coordination tests and skills that are used at the highest of performance, as you know, but mm-hmm. they're also used in the area of concussion. You know, one of my great spin coaches in the world of figure skating, Sheila, and she's the one with the harnesses with those vestibular forces. So there's lots of weapons in helping evaluate these athletes now, aren't there?
Oh, yes. You know, there's a tremendous amount of sideline testing that we can do now. I know a bunch of sports docs out of Texas are doing a lot of research with gyroscopes inside the helmets to look at vector forces. A new neck brace even was just released by the FDA to help try and mitigate some concussions. So there, I mean, it's a hot field right
now. Yeah, one of my past guests is dentist, Dr. Hutchinson, who's been famous for his mouth guard technology. And it's mm-hmm. interesting, we used to have had him on the show numerous times, as well as other oral experts, because we would compare the importance of alignment of the foot ankle to the importance of the alignment of the jaw and the importance of that whole mouthpiece and criteria. And, you know, they continue to scream that every one of these kids, it doesn't matter what the sport is, should have a mouth guard. How many of them have a mouth guard in your experience?
Well, for the true collision sports like football, hockey, they're all mandated now, and they actually have to be tethered as well to the helmet so that the referees can actually see that they have their mouth guards in. It's no longer we're going to take your word for it. For some of the more contact, non-true collision like basketball, there's still, you know, it's an option. It's not mandated. But, yeah, you know, with concussions, we've known for a long time the forces come up the neck through the back molars. And if you have some cushioning from a mouth guard, especially a custom-fit mouth guard, and you can mitigate some of these forces and also help deter some of the concussions.
Yeah, and you know, the whole idea of having all these different measuring sticks at all of these different levels gives us more and more confidence, you know, about the fact that, you know, these kids are protected. You know, mm-hmm. says a lot. You're a dad. You're a sports dad. Your son's playing football. Michael's playing football. You know, right. This has been this whole, again, there's been a tremendous amount of discussion on all of these areas. And especially in the contact sports. And you're practicing in Geneva. Do you have a website or anything? What's some of your contact information, Dr. Liazzo?
Well, I'm with Northwestern Medicine, Fox Valley Family Physicians. We don't have a website, but I'm in Geneva, and I can be reached at 630-232-2200.
Yeah, or you could also pass us right through with the sports doctor and definitely look to, you know, put you in touch. COVID, yeah. Minute or two left. Attention being paid now with the all the stuff of the pandemic, Tony. What are some of the things that parents, coaches should be paying big attention to?
Well, I think the biggest thing with COVID and our younger athletes is to know the severity of it. That's going to really determine your return to play. If you've had severe disease where you've been high fevers, sick for weeks, either at home or, God forbid, hospitalized, those are the kids that need probably a more complete workup, EKG, maybe even an echo of the heart, just to make sure that everything's okay. More mild disease, really not much fever, just kind of feeling under the weather for a few days. If you follow, you know, after your 10 to 14 day quarantine is over, you know, a normal return to play as you feel up to it, watch your hydration status. Those kids are usually do pretty
well.
Yeah,
I was, you know, again, talking about you as the quarterback, I can't imagine parents and coaches not saying one of their priorities is to see an individual like yourself who'd be able to make all of these overall decisions. And again, back to the area of concussions, you know, the history. What's the history? Dr. Mm-hmm. Tony Liazzo, he's in Geneva. Give me the phone call number quickly again, Tony.
630-232-2200.
Great. Tony Liazzo, osteopathic physician. Tony, hold on, please. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Talk. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. Welcome. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. It is the Sports Doctor. I want to introduce Christy Manuel. She's a former hospital-based physical therapist. She's a sports mom. She's specializing in in-home treatment, concierge physical therapy, her group Body Renewal. Christy, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you very much. Thank you
for
having
me. Give us some background. You know, Christy has been with Edwards Hospital for years, which is one of the facilities that we have so many guests from that whole world. Give us some background, Christy, on you and your development with your concierge physical therapy.
Of course. I have been a physical therapist since 2005. I have over 15 years of experience in many different fields. I initially started my career in the outpatient setting with some local Naperville clinics, and I transitioned from the outpatient physical therapy to an inpatient acute care hospital, which is Edward Hospital. I currently do practice there as well. But what led me to start this business was that I was, over the years and the many years of practicing, I have developed a better expertise of what patients really need. So I wanted to focus, and I started last year in June, on providing a concierge, more one-on-one treatment-focused sessions for each patient. I am not a home health physical therapy service. I'm a mobile PT practice, and what that means is that I can come to your home if you choose. For athletes that want to work on specific sport-related activities, I can meet them at the tennis court or, you know, the track field or whatever they desire. I also can do ergonomic workstations, evaluations to determine, you know, if the workstation set up properly for the patient. I focus on many different conditions. I have a very vast array of knowledge in many different areas because of the areas I've practiced in over the years, pediatrics, geriatrics, cardiac, neurology, orthopedics.
Yeah, and you know, as we both know, and I've had some of the biggest physical therapy groups on my show, the Athleticos, the ATI, the mm-hmm. Physicals, great, great, great organizations. Physical therapy is such a big deal today. It serves so many areas, from acute care like you were doing in the hospital to something as valuable to be able to come out, watch my son and daughter playing their particular sport and figure out why her knees keep hurting. And then you come out and realize, you know, she's a great orthotics patient. You send her over to Dr. Bob, you know?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Yes. So the ability to include the in-home convenience, as well as, you know, the idea of being able to watch that hockey player or that volleyball player. You know, your daughter's been a serious volleyball player, right?
Yes, she has. She is.
Right. What would be more valuable than the physical therapist showing up and trying to stay injury-free with these high-performance sports? So I would think that would be of interest to sports parents, you know, besides the value again and the convenience of being able to go to somebody's home and be able to do some one-on-one, whatever the range, you know, might be. And I would think that medicine would be wanting to, pay attention, you know, to that kind of service. A lot of people, it's tough to be able to get to the facility.
Yeah. I am a strong believer in prevention is key. And one of the reasons why I developed and came up with this name for my business of Body Renewal is to focus on overall wellness. You know, the patient may have knee pain, but where's that knee pain coming from? And so a lot of times we're not allowed the optimal amount of time to discover what's really causing that pain. And so I feel like when, you know, you direct a treatment plan and an evaluation towards a patient and you're one-on-one, isolated from other people, you can really focus in on what's going on and address that with an appropriate treatment plan.
Yeah, including nutrition. including what we've called on the sports doctor for 30 years, give or take a few weeks. So I call it the mental game. You know, whether we're dealing with the best athlete in the world or the parents of high school boys or girls or club sports, or we're dealing with rehab and even with individuals that have some disabilities, the ability to get into somebody's personal world regarding, again, you know, wellness. It's funny because you're involved in the world of medicine. You know, 20 years ago, medicine didn't know how to spell the word wellness. Or did they?
Right. Yeah.
You know, now it's a very, very big deal for you to be able to deal with the overall person regarding, again, you know, prevention is a huge part of the area on the sports medicine. You know, the reason I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is the epidemic, all in capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries. You know, whether it's too much jumping or it's too much running or it's overscheduling or it's throwing too many pitches or it's the mental side of the overuse. You know, if your daughter played serious volleyball with some of the clubs we're talking about, then you were right smack in the middle of sports parenting. Weren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
And
that is
a hard thing to see, too, you know, standing on the sidelines, especially in what I
well,
do for...
Well, yes. If you're a professional like yourself and you're on the sidelines watching all the overkill and you're trying to, you know, not make that big a deal out of it has been one of the challenges, you know, that we talk about it in the book, but it's really, really one of the challenges, especially as youth sports have become such a gigantic business. And again, with so much pressure to play, it's why half these kids live on over-the-counter pain medicine just to stay in the game. So this is something that's a very, very big deal. And you have to be in the middle of it when you're talking to these kids. Why you don't want them living on maybe two Advil every day because their shoulders are killing her from hitting so many slams in volleyball. What's the website, Christy, for your body renewal? People find out about that that service.
My website is bodyrenewalpt.com.
Okay, and you, what was that again?
Bodyrenewalpt.com.
Great. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years. The topics, the individuals who the guests all listed, see what might interest you. You could listen to whatever you want. We've had international guests. We have national guests. And we have a lot of local guests in and around the Chicago area. Talking to one of them now, Christy Manuel, who's a physical therapist, who's paying attention to in-home and much more personalized type of attention that might be available, let's say, from, you know, visiting the particular group. And you're looking to somehow stay out of the insurance world. Christy, good luck to you.
Yes, I know. It is one of the challenges of having this type of business. But, you know, I have struggled over the years with insurance companies, especially, you know, dictating what we can and can't do and being, you know, very...
Big challenge.
It's a big challenge.
What's on your side is the whole world of personal training and performance training that I've referred to for 40 years, give or take a few weeks, has always been non-insurance. So the marriage of coming up with meeting in the middle and that kind of convenience, again, not being constrained by, well, I got 8 visits and I have to argue with the insurance company. And it is a major challenge in all areas, and sports medicine is right smack in the middle of a lot of that. You know, as is, again, the person who wants to try to stick to their exercise program, they keep on having an injury problem, or that individual who's been struggling to lose weight and they're trying to include exercise and they keep on aggravating the same area, I would imagine, again, those are big areas of interest for you.
Yes. One of the things that I also want to focus on is fall prevention. Research has shown that falls start at the age of 40, believe it or not. And, you know, we could all use some expertise in preventing any injury, obviously. So I do provide wellness visits and maintenance visits for patients. So even our athletes that, you know, they have a insurance limitation of 8 visits, you know, we can extend beyond that doing a cash-based practice. I am very lenient, and so I will work with families on, you know, seeing what they can afford and what is effective for them. So I just don't like being limited by insurance companies of what I can and can't do for my patients.
It's a big point. You know, again, if we're talking about one of my young figure skaters and who might be doing double jumps at 12, 13 years old all week and maybe moving into triple jumps. And as everybody listens to the sports doctor, you're from Naperville, you know, the 2010, I can't believe it's been 10 years. I'm still celebrating it, Evan. It's been 10 years.
You should.
Evan Lysacek was the 2010
gold medal figure skating champion.
And Evan, if you go to my website, you can read all about him. You know, he was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. When we're talking again about these kinds of youngsters who are serious about sports, and again, volleyball, I put right in there. If we're talking again, gymnastics, et cetera, some of these sports, I like the supervision of somebody from the personal training or physical therapy world to be able to pay attention to these kids as they're growing, to try to do the two things everybody cares about. Number one, can I prevent problems and injuries, please? And number two, can I enhance performance? For those that have that interest, there ain't a volleyball player alive who doesn't want to jump higher, right, Christy?
Exactly, yes.
Right. But I tell them you got to land softer at the same time. So sometimes when we're talking about you know those kinds of challenges, and we're going to talk more about that whole area with physical therapist Christy Manuel, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doc. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Hey, shout out to our friend Lisa Ganji, who introduced me to Christy. Lisa's been a connector in the world of Naperville. One of my claims to fame is she was hosting the show and Dancing with the Celebrities 2016. So we're saying hi. Christy Manuel, physical therapist, getting very involved with her body renewal and prevention and in home or on the field, or maybe visits. And I wanted to ask you also, you know, I've had guests on in the past, Christy, we're talking about strengthening and exercise during pregnancy. You're expecting this summer, right? So what are some of the important points in the world of pregnancy and physical therapy?
Yes. I think some of the main points of overall health, and what we kind of talked about this in the first segment, is that, you know, we want to focus on, you know, our overall emotional wellness and our nutritional wellness as well as physical wellness. So some of the things that I tell a lot of my patients is, you know, you need to have a strong core, and strengthening that pelvic floor is going to help you throughout that entire, you know, 40 weeks of pregnancy. And each phase or trimester, as you say, you know, you can develop different symptomology. And so knowing what to do in those specific instances is huge for prevention of any further problems during pregnancy.
Let alone fall safety, you know, like you were talking fall prevention before we,
yes.
we took the break. And this is, you know, such a huge area. And again, the whole body mechanics changes. I can't tell you how important footwear is and being in the right
yeah.
shoe during all areas of pregnancy as the demands on the body change. And these individuals I would have on the show, this was their whole expertise, was pre, during, and post, you know, getting that mom back in shape, what she can do and what she can't do safely. You know, you mentioned the word core. When I first met Bob Guida, the famous sports therapist, in the late 1970s, and all the world-class athletes were coming to him for prehab and rehab, and he would talk about core, and half the world didn't know what he was talking about, you know, that it's being so important in all sports and all sorts of activities. And, you know, you mentioned that. Talk a little bit about how important that is, regardless of the sport you're playing or your level.
In regards to core strength, they...
Yes, and just paying attention to how important that is.
Yes, it's so important. And like you said earlier, it's the core of everything. So, you know, if you don't have a strong core or strong pelvic floor, especially during pregnancy, and just in general, you know, our body works from the core on. And, you know, it's important, especially as you're growing, to make sure that you're stabilizing so that it prevents other things from happening, especially falls.
Yes, you know, from one area or another. You know, in the wild world of the weekend warrior and the common kind of person that's seen in physical therapy who might be active as a jogger or a golfer or whatever, what are some of the common things, Christy, that you see that people should be aware of to try to stay out of trouble?
In regards to what, Dr. Weil?
Whatever the sport is, people are trying to stay active and they want to stay out of trouble. They want, you know, what are some of the areas I should pay, you know, big attention to, Christy, as far as preventing injury? You know, besides, I'm always talking about strengthening your feet and ankles. I'm always talking so much about paying big attention to balance. How does that fit into what you think is important?
Yeah, I tend to focus on whole body. You know, there are certain sports that require certain power, force generation, strength, and different body parts. But, you know, our body works as one. So if it's not all symmetrical and it's not functioning together as one, then that's when injuries occur, in my opinion. I do think it's important. You know, a lot of my patients, they ask me, what can I do to strengthen this and this specifically? But I tend to navigate towards a total body program each time they exercise. I think that you see this across the lifespan, you know, starting young to older, is that when, you know, people want to start back in their activity or a sport-related activity, that's when they start to strengthen. And I think it's important that you maintain that throughout the course of your overall life, you know, all year long, and not just during that specific activity.
You know, when you have a son or daughter who's playing junior high school club or high school sports, how important is screening? I used to always recommend to parents seeing somebody like yourself, again, to try to stay out of trouble. Gee, you know, you got pronated feet. Gee, you know, your mm-hmm. daughter's got knocked knees. Gee, you know, she's loose jointed. She's not loose jointed. How important is screening that, you know, parents of adolescent or high school athletes should, you know, pay attention to getting some physical therapy feedback on, you know, what's the body type of this boy or girl?
I think that injury or any type of screening for any sport activity is very, very important. It prevents injury. You know, even I have two children, one's 9, one's 12. They're both in sports. My son is soccer player, daughter volleyball player. And we, my husband and I, who's also a physical therapist, we continually work on strengthening and flexibility with them. They don't like it, but it, for us, it's going to prevent future injuries. And we just really feel that's important. And I try to share that, you know, with other parents as well without dictating what they need to do. But I often see, you know, as a parent from the sideline, I watch and I evaluate the kids playing and say, oh, I really wish I could interject there and do this, right? You know, and a lot of times, like what you do is, you know, orthotics are huge because when that foot hits the ground, the whole body's mechanics change.
Well, attention to the foot is huge. Many times we see that symptoms are above. You know, half the young girls I've seen for years, and whatever the sport was, I was seeing them because their knees hurt, because they had pronated feet. And when you're talking about kids growing up with the a sport like soccer, with all that running, with the world's worst shoes in most instances, you know, cleats right underneath the heel in the growth center, this is why in my book I talk about two areas of strengthening for kids, whatever their sport is, and whatever their level is, and whatever their age is. And again, number one is strengthen their feet and ankles. And you can make it fun. Rubber bands are great. And work balance. We would have these kids balancing on mini trams, playing catch, standing on. There's a fantastic piece of equipment you got to look at. It's called the Sand Dune Stepper, which simulates sand-like, beach-like resistance, you know, for the feet. And instability, and we want to include those kinds of exercises, you know, for these kids who are growing, again, you know, so fast. I would imagine the parents that are growing up playing with you and your husband both being physical therapists, they might say, hey, this is the first husband and wife I'm calling. Pay attention to my son or daughter.
We often do get lots of questions, and we're grateful to be of some support for families and their children. So, because it's just really, really important. I think people forget about it. They kind of just throw, you know, the kids in the sports and forget about that it requires a lot of strength and power and duration and mechanics.
Well,
you know?
especially if we're seeing, again, you mentioned your daughter who played with some of our friends over the years, sports performance, volleyball. I was involved with them 35 years ago. That's serious stuff.
Yeah.
Or if we see, you know, my son's on a traveling soccer team, they're running 5 days a week, these kinds of challenges and trying to be much more proactive regarding, like you said, looking at the whole body, where are the weak links? You know, Bob Guida, first thing he did was have athletes stand on one foot, watch them balancing, you know, from the front. So many areas. Christy Manuel, Body Renewal. What's the website again, quickly, Christy?
BodyRenewalPT.com.
BodyRenewalPT.com. The interesting world. A concierge physical therapist. Check her out. Hold on, everybody. Christy, thank you so much. Hold on. We'll be right
back.
Thank you. Sports Doctors In. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment. Again, you're listening to the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go over to radio shows. You can go to newspaper articles. You can hear lots of interesting aspects in the world of sports medicine, fitness, wellness. So many guests, so many great topics. And they're all listed for you to check out. Some great shows coming up next week. We've got Teresa Power. And Teresa is the creator of Kids National and International Yoga Day, which is coming up in early April. So she'll be joining us, talking about all that, hundreds of thousands of kids, dozens of countries, tremendous, exciting stuff. And then Robin Quinn Keene. Robin, Don't Quit Kids, expert in all areas of parenting and children's challenges. She wrote one of the great sports psychology articles for MVP Parent Magazine, MVPParent.com, this past month. And the following week, the creator of Healing Movement Systems, a Tai Chi, Qigong grouping of breathing and exercises. I'm a big believer. I do it myself a few times a week. And Joe Pinella and his tremendous story will be joining us. And then health and wellness coach, Debbie Steinberg. Great guests, as always, coming up on The Sports Doctors. You want to email me? drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Answer emails during this segment. A few of them, drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Randy wants to know, are heel spurs surgical problems? Rarely, Randy. Rarely. Almost always heel spurs, which are a protrusion of bone on the bottom, sometimes on the back, but on the bottom of the heel commonly, from long-term traction and irritation where the plantar fascia, the large band of tendon on the bottom of the foot, connects to the heel. And long term, that tight, high arch foot, that collapsing pronated foot, pulling on that attachment over the years, bone spur forms. Sometimes they're problematic. Almost always, they are controlled conservatively. Proper arch support, orthotics are great. Proper shoes, physical therapy, almost always solve the problem. When the problem is recurrent or persistent, then you pay much more attention to custom orthotics and podiatry than buying something over the counter. And physical therapy, strengthening, stretching of these areas, usually very, very helpful. If you see a doctor and they're talking surgery initially, see another doctor. Rarely is it a surgical problem. Ella says, my 14-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater. She's been doing doubles since she's 12. She's working on triples. She's been dealing with persistent discomfort in her knees.
They have said there's nothing wrong with her knees. Ella, pay attention to her feet. Like I was mentioning in the first couple of segments today, half the girls I've seen, teenagers, women, youngsters, the girls, their knees bother them, 30 to 50%. The figure skater, like again, the foot, especially in females with the wider hips as the girls grow into young women, there's a increased angle down to the knee. There's more torque, especially with pronated feet. So there's more twisting in general at the knees in females with pronated feet. And if you start really, really running and jumping, we start running into trouble. The exciting part of looking seriously at prescription orthotics in your daughter's figure skates, see podiatry, they'll point you in the right direction, is that proper orthotics are a step up in performance in figure skating. It's something I've seen for decades. It's something I specialize in. I see kids from all over the country where many times we're looking to add orthotics to the world of figure skating. And improvement in edging, in balance, in propulsion, in jumping, and landing stability is what we've seen. I've said on the Sports Doctor 100 times, maybe it's 1,000. I've never had a coach call me and say, Doc, you messed up this kid's balance. You know, you slowed him down, whether it was hockey or figure skating. What I have had many coaches call and say, you know, the kid's much more efficient, doing everything better, better alignment. That's what orthotics are all about. Steve, and I added this in afterwards, says my 15-year-old daughter plays a lot of serious tennis. She plays 4 or 5 times a week. She's been dealing with a lot of knee problems. So I'm putting you in the same category as my last email from Ella. Pay attention. If we see that there's nothing structurally, or there hasn't been a serious injury, a strain, a ligament, or something like that. We're not talking ACL knee injuries, the traumatic knee injury where the stabilizing ligament in the knee is torn, although we are talking it when we see how preventative orthotics could be. I've been making a big deal of that for decades. When I go back with all the girls and young women I've seen, serious athletes in so many sports, I truly can count on one hand how many ACL tears we've seen functionally. That doesn't mean if there was a collision or we came down wrong or landed wrong, we might have had an injury. So this concept of the foot mechanics, usually the pronated, over-pronated foot, over-flattening foot, is one of the famous creators of excessive knee torque. And when we're saying Ella at 14, and we're talking about your daughter Steve at 15, where the girls are becoming young women and the hips are widening, and we start seeing that increase in what's called the Q angle, the angle of that thigh bone to the knee. It's one of the reasons I've long believed that ACL injuries, again, still, with all the attention, are 5 times, 6 times more common than with their male counterparts. So pay attention and in both instances, of course, we're paying attention to what type of skate boot we're in, and of course we're paying attention to what type of tennis shoe you're in. That's very, very important, taking it into account. But when you're talking about persistent problems, you've got to be looking at the mechanics. The book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, will be celebrating next month its 2nd anniversary. Can't believe it. Again, we've been paying big attention again with the return to sports from COVID and the pandemic and the virus and the challenges of maybe doing too much too soon and maybe being much too aggressive too soon, these kinds of challenges, as well as the mental side. This is why the hashtag Hey Sports Parents is in 4 sections. My co-author, Hall of Famer, volleyballer, Sharky Zartman, talks about sports parenting 101. in her excellent beginning of the book, all aspects of levels of coaching, what's important to look for, what are some of the serious concerns in coaching abuse mentally and physically. That's the first section. The second section the sports doctor is in is yours truly, and we're talking about things like, what is the best shoe for your son or daughter in their sport? What about orthotics? What are the indications? What are some of the important aspects of strengthening our feet and ankles? What about this concern of concussions? The third section is the experts. We have eight different experts: nutrition, physical training, mental training. What counts? What you need to pay attention to? And the last section is some perspectives of sports parents. So hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's on Amazon. It's got some great cartoons. But there is an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. We've got to keep paying attention. And we're looking forward to that documentary where our children play The Challenge of Youth Sports with Joe Franco next 6 months. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Shout out DBS Radio. Thanks, everybody.